Claus. Yes, it's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Gonna ask him for my baby. Ain't that a real good cause? He was my loving baby, and I love him oh so strong. He was my loving baby, and I loved him oh so strong. Santa Claus, his arms are where I belong, where I belong. Santa Claus, listen to my plea.
Lindsay Lewis on the Swing Years 94.9 KUOW with the Christmas Blues, a nice slunky instrumental. Ella Fitzgerald on the Good Morning Blues. Just got in a bluesy mood there with Christmas, Merry Christmas Baby from Lionel Hampton with vocal chorus by Sonny Parker and Les Brown and his orchestra from 1946, Jack Haskell on the vocals, no relation to Eddie, When You Trim Your Christmas Tree. We are 8 minutes away from 11 o'clock. We join NPR News headlines at that time and more music, more Christmas music from the Swing Years and beyond coming up on 94.9 KUOW. Next hour, Holiday Chestnuts from Louis Jordan, Jimmy McGriff to start things off. Then we get into some Brenda Lee, some Artie Shaw, who we have not heard yet tonight, Sammy Kay and the K Choir, Oscar McLally and Nancy Wilson, more Bing Crosby too. Right now, here's Bob Wills with the Texas Playboys. This is Blue Christmas. Staying in that blues mood tonight on the Swing Years on 94.9 KUOW Seattle, AM 1340 Olympia, worldwide at KUOW.org.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue
creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy take off Santa Claus. Underneath his beard so snowy white.
Yes, a Christmas classic from 1952. Tonight on the Swing Years, KUOW FM 94.9 Seattle, KUOW 1340 AM Tumwater Olympia, Jimmy Boyd, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And luckily that was not a permanent trauma. 50 guitars before that playing on Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. You gotta hear a little Blue Christmas on the Christmas show. Get goofed on eggnog. It's holiday cheer with the Swing Years, your Saturday night soundtrack on 94.9 KUOW. We have another full hour of Christmas music on the way right after these news headlines. Good evening. I'm Amanda Wilde. The time is 11:01.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran is vowing to continue its nuclear programs despite a vote by the United Nations Security Council to impose sanctions. The resolution may be only the first in a series of moves aimed at adding pressure on Iran. Barry Schweid reports from Washington.
Iran continues to insist its nuclear enrichment program is geared to developing civilian energy, not weapons. Its refusal to stop enrichment and the fact the resolution drew unanimous approval could prompt the Bush administration and European governments to seek a follow-up resolution with tougher sanctions. That might not be easy to accomplish, though. While Russia voted for the resolution, it took months of tough diplomacy to draw Russia's support. Russia has a veto and can kill any resolution, and there is no indication Russia has changed its mind about pursuing diplomacy rather than punitive sanctions as the best approach, and making sure Russia-assisted programs in Iran for civilian purposes are free to go ahead. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schweid in Washington.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert have held an unexpected two-hour summit in Jerusalem. Palestinian negotiator says Olmert has agreed to ease travel restrictions in the West Bank. An Israeli spokeswoman says Israel also plans to transfer some $100 billion in frozen tax funds to Abbas's control, but Israel wants to make sure that the money does not reach Hamas, which has refused demands to recognize Israel and end violence. After international pressure, Sudan has indicated it may be willing to approve what's being called a hybrid peacekeeping force for the turbulent Darfur region. The news came from the outgoing UN Secretary General, Kofi Annan, who has recently sent a special envoy to Sudan. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton has more.
It appears Sudan may finally agree to African Union troops backed up by UN peacekeepers in Darfur. But Sudan still insists that the African Union must retain command of any proposed force without indicating how many UN soldiers it would allow into Darfur. John Yutech is Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations.
The UN is still a support, the African Union peacekeeping force. They will be the one running the show.
It has taken months to reach this stage, but nothing can be considered a done deal until UN peacekeepers are on the ground in Darfur. The woefully outnumbered and overstretched African force has been unable to protect either civilians or humanitarian workers in Sudan's violent western region. Ofevia Kustantin, NPR News, Dakar.
Thousands have turned out in Turkmenistan's capital for the funeral of the country's authoritarian leader. Suparmurat Niyazov died on Thursday from heart failure. He is to be buried in his home village later Sunday. There are fears of instability in Turkmenistan because Niyazov died without leaving an obvious successor. This is NPR News. Officials in Modesto, California say a sharp drop in motor vehicle thefts is likely going to allow the city to shed its dubious distinction of being the stolen car capital of America. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, Modesto had more stolen vehicles per capita than any metropolitan area in the country in 2005. But thanks to a law enforcement task force and the local district attorney, which have made combating the crime a priority, thefts in Modesto have declined 30% this year. Officer Rick Gilstrap of the California Highway Patrol says the NICB has indicated that Modesto is going to fare well when the new rankings are released next year.
We have been given notification that we would certainly drop out of the number one spot. Ideally, we'd like to be out of the top 25, but realistically, I think we may drop out of the top 10.
An industry spokesman says the steep decline in thefts could result in Modesto area drivers paying less for auto insurance. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
An aide says California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will need surgery to repair a broken leg. Schwarzenegger fractured his right femur while skiing with his family in Idaho on Saturday. Schwarzenegger is still expected to spend Christmas at his home in Idaho's Sun Valley before traveling to Los Angeles for the operation. Texas Tech coach Bob Knight has tied the record as the winningest coach in Division I men's college basketball. Texas Tech beat Bucknell Saturday for Knight's 879th career victory, the majority while coaching at Indiana. After the game, Knight said tying North Carolina coach Dean Smith's record is quite an achievement.
You got to coach a long time. I mean, if you coach a long time and you can coach at all, you ought to win some games.
I could pass Smith's record on Thursday when Texas Tech plays UNLV. This is NPR in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun all through the day. Have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes the longing to be with ones you love, to sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. Sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. Times come to you every day.
Louis Jordan on the Swing Years, 94.9 KUOW, with May Every Day Be Christmas. Organist Jimmy McGriff with the trio there, saxophone, guitar, and drums. Saxophonist Rudolph Johnson, guitarist Larry Frazier, and drummer Willie St. Jenkins with the original number, Christmas with McGriff. More Christmas music on the way in this last hour of the Swing Years. Sophisticated swing, big band blast, and jump and jive every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to midnight here on KUOW 94.9 FM, AM 1340 in Olympia, and streaming worldwide at KUOW.org. Hope you're having a pleasant weekend. I'm Amanda Wild, your host. Stay tuned for music from Morris Lane and his orchestra, Billy May and Brenda Lee. Right now, here's Perry Como with Home for the Holidays on the Swing Years.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore, from Atlantic to Pacific. Gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. days you can't beat home, sweet home.
Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane. Put the wife and kiddies in the family car. For the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring, the trip could be too far.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
cheap traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
Thank you. lyrics, shall we call them, the vocals, for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Mambo. We're going to hear a little more Billy May later on in this hour, giving again the Latin American treatment to something else, to something coming up in the next set. Morris Lane and his orchestra with an instrumental called Joe's Beat. Brenda Lee, at age 13, rocking around the Christmas tree, which she recorded in 1958. She's 62 now, and she says she never gets sick of that song. It was written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas. And it was cut in Nashville with the famed producer Owen Bradley. But no small snow was falling that day. It was July when Brenda Lee recorded Rock Around the Christmas Tree, so the producer Owen Bradley had a Christmas tree all set up to get her in the mood to do the song. And the studio was also freezing cold just to get her in the Christmas spirit. And Perry Como with probably the most famous version of the song Home for the Holidays that she recorded in 1954 and again in 1959. This is the Swing Years, your Saturday night soundtrack on 94.9 KUOW, continuing a many years tradition of 5 hours of all Christmas music from the 1920s to the 1950s on the day closest to Christmas. And so that's what we're doing tonight, with Ted Weems and his orchestra coming up, also Sammy Kaye, Artie Shaw, and right now, Bebop from Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers. Dig that crazy Santa Claus on the Swing Years, 94.9 KUOW.
Better be good this Christmas Eve.